Blog Talk Radio.
Bring it. What? On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
All right. Welcome once again to Death of Dias Radio. Thank you very much for joining me. Oh, thank you very much, Will Smith, for bringing me in. Always appreciate it. Very good. Hey, how's everybody doing? Hope everybody had a great weekend. It was beautiful over here in the middle part of the country. No tornadoes or snow for a change. And I know on the East Coast they were kind of getting hit with some weather over there, but we finally had a decent weekend where we had a couple of days in a row that were north of 65 degrees and actually saw some sun. That was wonderful. And so hope you had a good weekend. Hopefully you got out and did something. But we are doing a great show tonight. This type of stuff is my favorite kind of stuff. These are the things that I can talk about all day long and typically do. And so tonight it's using exercise as a way out of frustration. And it's not how you think. It's not, oh, I'm frustrated, I had a bad day, so now I'm going to go, you know, rip off 5 miles in 30 minutes on the treadmill or something like that. Or I'm going to go and squat more weight or bench more weight than I normally would because I'm just that frustrated. I just feel like throwing something up in the air. And, you know, that's beneficial to a degree, but it's short-lived. Better yet, what if we were able to help figure out the source of the frustration? And what if we were just simply able to use something that we already are using that works in order to find it out? And so not only will we talk about tonight exactly how you would do that, but we'll also figure out and use these tools to pinpoint the types of things that are going to make your exercise program work. Because if it were just diet, exercise, you know, what meals you're going to eat and when, and preparing them and you know, simple, easy ways to do that and then eating them. And if there wasn't all the other things that you also have to deal with, like the cravings and the stress and pressure, which sometimes make you eat crazy, and, you know, having to stay up real late here and there or get up real early, those types of things can typically lend to poor diet, poor other habits. And it's seldom, you know, when you look at things like heart disease, stuff like that, it's seldom just one thing that brings on heart disease. It's not just, oh, I ate bad for a time. Now, typically, it's more like it's been diet, it's been exercise, or a lack of your sedentary. You have stress. In fact, and I heard this, I don't know, it's been a couple of years ago now. The number one reason that a person dies from their first heart attack. Now, when you have a heart attack, 33% of people that have a heart attack die from their first heart attack. And researchers for the longest time tried to figure out what these people had in common. And so they did, they looked at things like, well, they had a lot, you know, lots of dietary issues in common. They were overweight. Sometimes they weren't. They were smokers. Sometimes they weren't. Some had past history. Some didn't. And so, you know, a lot of them had some things in common, but not everybody that died from their first heart attack had this particular thing in common. And so they had to dig deeper. They had to go back through their studies, and they had to go to the people again, and they had to ask a different series of questions. And what they found out was very surprising. What they learned was that the number one reason people die from their first heart attack is a lack of job satisfaction. And so when I see things like that, when I see facts and realities and stuff like that, I begin to see health in a different way. And so being a personal trainer, that's just not enough. Because what do you do? I mean, are you going to have a different person for everything that you need? Now, I'm not going to necessarily solve your marital problem, but I may help you see things a little differently. And I'm not sitting down to have counseling sessions, but I mean, think about it. When you think about going and working out with a friend, or you think about going to, you know, the coffee shop or go out for lunch or something with the gals, and you're talking about stuff, and then you see you have things in common with those people and you enjoy the conversation with them, sometimes you have some pretty deep conversations. Now, are your friends qualified therapists? No, but they've got experience. They got life experience, and they think similarly to you. I mean, you know, if you've known each other for a period of time, you can say things that make each other laugh that if you weren't part of that group, nobody would even think twice about it. It wouldn't be funny, but it would link back to another, you know, to some other point in time that you all were together and something hilarious happened, and it gets a title or a name that means something to everybody that experienced that. And so you guys, you know, you kind of have a language that you speak and you understand each other. And so when you express yourselves to each other, you know, to the other people in the group, those people know exactly where you're at mentally, and they know exactly where you're at emotionally. And so you're able to express things to those people, and they're able to express things back that you wouldn't be able to express necessarily to me because I don't know you that well. But yet they're not necessarily qualified therapists or counselors. But yet you can learn tremendous things from people who have just lived life. And so I kind of look at myself as part trainer, part coach, part teacher, part, you know, a lot of different things. But I want to encompass more than just, hey, lift that weight. You know what I mean? Pull that. Let's do some dips. You know what I mean? Now, we're going to increase the set next week. All that stuff is beneficial. And exercise programs are proven to last this when you see results and you don't get sore and wore out and, you know, the negative things that can happen from working out too hard, especially at the very beginning. When you are in a place where there is more than – now, let's take the person that has a heart attack. You're in a place where a lot of things have gone wrong for a period of time, or your body's response to them has not been favorable. We can say that. So now we have an arterial blockage that is caused. It's not just – see, the body's a complicated thing, and so it's not just, hey, stop eating so much fat. Hey, stop eating so much sugar. You know, it's more complicated than that. There's more to it than that. There's more to us than, hey, don't eat the fat and don't eat the sugar and don't eat anything that tastes good and eat the bran and eat the rye and you know, all that kind of stuff. And so what we learn is that we can repeat things. You know, once we have success in an area, we can repeat it if we can understand the clues and the cues, if we can just understand what's being shown. Now, oftentimes, when you're frustrated about something or when you're stressed out about something, the way you initially verbalize it or the way you initially act out on it, it's not exactly what you were thinking it was to begin with. And so what we need to do is understand why when you attempted an exercise program or a diet routine, you know, you attempted to change things so that you can lose weight and get to a certain point of health or a certain number on a scale, why it didn't work the first time or the second time or the 10th time, but eventually it did. And oftentimes the reality isn't that you came up with some superior diet plan, but what did happen is you reached a point where you said, you know what, enough is enough. And you had a level of motivation and determination that were not present before. And so those are the types of things that if we can tap into those things and we can make what we have to do or what we really need to do, maybe even what we really want to do, but we're struggling with. You want to quit smoking. You may really want to quit smoking, but you're struggling with that. And you realize, I mean, you've got all the reasons in the world, but do you realize that reasons are not necessarily motivation? So I want to be around for my grandkids, so I'm going to quit smoking, or I'm going to lose some weight, or I'm going to get control of my type 2 or type 1 diabetes. I want to see my grandkids graduate, or I want to play with my grandkids. I want to be mobile. I want to be able to do some of that stuff. Or, you know, I've got a health history in my family where lots of the men are dead by 50 or 55 or 60. I want to surpass that. I want to be 75 or 80 when I die. I want to spend that extra time with my wife. After we've done all this work to plan for retirement and raise the kids and spend some time with the grandkids and stuff, I want a chance to be able to enjoy the time that we have earned, just my wife and I. And so we may have these reasons, and they may or may not be motivation enough. See, a lot of times what causes frustration and a lot of times what causes failure is we really underestimate our ability to accomplish something. And so our standards are too low. And it's not that we don't know. It's not that we don't know we need to lose weight. It's not that we don't know we need to quit smoking. It's not that we don't know. It's just that we say, you know, one more cigarette's not going to hurt. You know what? You know, a piece of cake isn't going to, it's not that big of a deal. The problem is we don't realize how often we do it. And so one cigarette becomes a pack. One piece of cake becomes a piece of cake and a bag of M&Ms and, you know, one of those little snack bags of M&Ms. And, you know, it's not that big. You know, just a little handful of this and a little piece of that. And, it's, you know, it's not that big of a deal. You know, 400 calories. Oh, you know, 400 calories in 10 days is over a pound of fat. And if it's just a handful of candy from somebody's desk, it makes a big difference, especially if you stop consuming it. And so what we begin to realize is, number one, we've set our standards too low. But then number two, and this is a big one, this one is huge, and you can't overestimate the power of this. It's huge. And the reality is if you use your time, your energy, your talent, your skill, your intellect, your money, and you focus it in a certain direction, you'll be amazed at what you can accomplish. If you want to save money, or if you want to pay that credit card off, and you say, you know what, enough, we're not eating out, we're not spending money on this, we're not going to Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts or wherever the place is, the place on the corner, until we get this debt paid, until we get this spending under control, and you just reach a place and you say, you know what, we are focusing on this until we get it where we want it to be. It is amazing how fast it happens. And then oftentimes what you find out is, man, I could have done this 5 years ago. Think of where I'd be. And then we can sometimes get discouraged because it was easier than we thought. And it wasn't necessarily. It's we were more focused. We put more, what's the word that I want to use? We took more of who we were and we focused it on that issue until we beat it. And we were always able to. We just, yeah, maybe we weren't heart and soul. Excuse me for just a second here. Very good. So it's that we maybe lacked a level of commitment, and we didn't take all the resources that we had to get after it. You know, when you're looking to put together a grocery list to go out and get healthy stuff from the store, I mean, what do we go and get? I mean, we go and we get salad, and we go and we get fruit, and we go and we get diet this and fat-free that and sugar-free this. And a lot of that stuff isn't even healthy. And the salads, while they're very healthy and you absolutely need them, when you look at your greens, when you look at your like your kale, your romaine, and your spinach, if you are putting those in your salad on a daily basis, you are getting cancer protection you cannot get from any supplement. I don't care what you're taking, beta carotene, whatever, because they do not and cannot contain or replicate what is in those greens. That is the number one source of cancer protection is in those greens. Not all cancers, but a bunch of them. And so, you know, your common ones, the stuff that you want protection from, that's where they are. And, you know, I throw blueberries, I throw different things in my salads because I want the protection that they offer, and they're good. And instead of a dressing, I use fruit. That's my sweetness. It's not that simple sugar, that refined high fructose corn syrup or that fake sugar. It's real healthy stuff. And, you know, your apples or pineapple or mango or blueberries, they have water in them. They're primarily water. And they don't raise your blood sugar like a dressing would. And so I get a lot of benefit from one single salad. Now, if I do that over a period of time and I cut out one thing, now look how much I've done. And all I've done is add one thing and take out one thing. So I take out pop and I add salad. Well, Ted, I can't not have my Diet Coke. Sure you can. Sure you can. Once you get motivated enough, once you go, hey, you know what? If it doesn't contribute to my health, I'm not having it today. Because I am going to beat this thing. I'm going to lose this weight. I'm going to do these things. It's not going to beat me, period. And so, so here's your thought process. When it comes to defeating being overweight, when it comes to losing the weight, you go, you know what? Every meal that I eat today, everything that I put in my mouth today is an opportunity for me to get closer to the goal that I set for myself, which is 180 pounds, 150 pounds, 220 pounds. This is my goal. And every time I put something in my mouth, it is going to get me one step closer to that. And what you're going to find is your body will hit a fat burning mode that, bro, I'll tell you what, it will. I mean, you'll clean house. Not only will your body lose the fat, but it will, because of the nutrients that you're putting in there, it will absolutely clean out. It'll go ahead and clean out the organs, especially the liver, that are involved. And when the body burns fat, sometimes it's hesitant to burn fat because it's where we store toxins. And if we have a lot of fat, that means we have a lot of toxins. And so what happens is, as we lose a certain amount of fat, then the body has to stop losing fat for a while so that it can clean up the residual effect of burning the fat, which is the release of the toxins, which go through the liver. And so now the liver has to clean itself up. Well, how does that happen? Through all the nutrients that we give it, through the salads and the good foods that we're eating. And when we do that, we lend not just to weight loss, but to a health benefit. And how did we do it? We multiplied the resources that we had against that thing that was bothering us, and we beat it. Now, let's say, and I've had this, a lot of this stuff has come out of, it's been born of, a level of frustration that just simply existed in my life. And it stunk. You know, you get up in the morning and you don't want to go to work, or you don't, there's things that you have to do that you don't want to do, is the bottom line. And so, in fact, you know, just, I'm going to go ahead and give the guest call-in number just in case somebody's listening and has a question or a comment. 914-205-5494. 914-205-5494. Feel free to call and love to hear anything you might have to say. And as you are, lost my train of thought here, we'll get it back in a second. But all of this was born from frustration. And it was, and so here's a couple of things that I learned. Number one, my standards were kind of low. And then number two, I used way too much of my time, energy, money, etc., taking care of things that I wanted right now, today. And so that'll make your money not work out just right. That'll make the plans that you had for vacation or time off or other things not work out just right, because stuff is always popping up. And so that money that you thought you were putting aside for vacation, oh, wow, I'm doing really well. Well, guess what? Something just happened, and now we need some more money for that. And so while you would have had enough for all of it, no, it's not quite right. Man, maybe we're not going to have the vacation we thought, or maybe we'll have to do something differently and different entirely. And so, well, what about the time that you have with your family? What about some of the things that you really wanted to be able to do by the time you were 40 or 45 or 50, and you're not getting to them? Now, what happens if, when you think back to what you applied toward losing weight or becoming healthier or beating cancer or whatever the case was? I mean, time, energy, friends, family, groups, chapters, chat rooms, Cancer Treatment Centers of America, whatever the case was. You mobilized an absolute army to go after some of these things, whether it was weight loss. I mean, maybe you did Jenny Craig or one of those things where there's some accountability and there's some help and there's, you know, you've been through struggles and yeah, I failed too. It wasn't just this linear slide downward and on the scale. And you know, I didn't go from a size 18 to a size 2 overnight. I went to an 18 and then a 16 and a 14 and back up to a 16 and down to a 14. You know, I mean, the reality of the struggle. And so you realize it's not just you. You're not some loser that you can't do it, but millions of other people can. And you realize everybody feels that way. So you learn all these things when you're going through. You know, it's why I'm doing what I'm doing here. Because I think there's people out there that are in the same position I am, and they go through life and they have this level of frustration and they're not sure why. Well, when we were younger, we had the ideas, things that we wanted to do. I mean, okay, you didn't build a rocket out of your garage. Okay, well, did you ever take the time to become a rocket scientist? Probably not. And I'm not talking about stuff that wasn't really possible. You know, if you really wanted to build a rocket, then you become a rocket scientist and you become part of NASA or something like that. There's ways to accomplish that. But what if you wanted to become a scholarship athlete? What if you wanted to, I don't know, be an airline pilot or whatever, but, you know, you made other decisions that made that impossible. And so now you find yourself, because of decisions that you made willingly, nobody put a gun to your head, it's not like you had to make them. But you look back now and you realize, I could have made those same decisions a year later and things would have been completely different. You know, I've told my kids before that I don't regret having children, but I would have been better served and they would have been better served had I waited a little longer, because there's more stuff I needed to learn. And how do I learn? How did I learn that? Well, I'm 41 years old and I've watched other people, other friends, other family members have their kids later and be more successful at parenting. And so when you look at those things, sometimes you can look back with regret. Maybe it causes some regret or some maybe even guilt, whatever. I've seen a lot of stuff and dealing with a lot of guys and dealing with a lot of different issues. And it can throw you for a loop and it can throw you off of where you were headed. And the biggest thing that we get into, folks, is we put way too much time, energy, effort into what we want today. Feeling good. You know, if I have that chocolate cake today, I feel good today. I don't accomplish anything for tomorrow, but I feel really good right now for a little while, because that's what it's designed to do. See, when we light up the pleasure centers in our brain and we do it in a way that isn't very healthy, then what we end up with is we end up with more problems than we do solutions. Granted, we feel great right now. But the issue is, we've created some problems in the pursuit of what we wanted immediately, and our inability to put something off that we wanted right now to go after something that is far more fulfilling, satisfying, purpose-driven, purpose-bringing, you know, life-giving. It's creating life at the same time that we're spending life on it. But it's really making us have a life that we absolutely love. Then what we find is we enter a place called frustration. We become frustrated with where we are, because while we are getting satisfied for the moment, at the same time we're getting further away from our goal, and it's taking a lot longer than we ever thought it was going to. And so some of the things that we can learn by using our exercise program is, when we go back and we look at, man, we failed in that exercise program. We failed over and over and over again. And then people go, wait a minute, you look great now. And you say, yeah, I had to learn some things. See, sometimes we pursue things because we think they look good. It's not necessarily what we want. It's not necessarily bad. It's just that we don't necessarily want it. And so we put time and effort into it. We realize, you know what? I really don't want this. I mean, it's neat, but this isn't what I need to be spending my time doing. And so one of the things that we have to do in order to have a successful weight loss program is we have to find out what we want and why we want it. And once we can verbalize those things, once we can write them down, or however it stays in front of our face, so that when temptation shows up, we run right through it, or we battle it and beat it. You know, we might have an hour, hour and a half before our next meal, but rather than grabbing a Snickers bar, we just wait it out. We know we're not going to die. We know it's time. We know when it's time to eat. We know the difference between a craving and actual hunger now. And so what we do is we lean on things that we really, really want, because we took the time to sit down and decide, I want my health. I want to grow old and be with my family. Okay, now I need to find out what my motivation is. I want to have ability. I want to have authority over my own decisions. I don't want my body to run me. I want me to run my body. I don't want to serve my body. I want body to serve me and what I want. So I'm going to take control of it. I'm going to exercise some control. I'm going to exercise some discipline over this thing and bring it into check. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to have some other people help me out, some folks that aren't going to judge me if I eat that Snickers bar that prevents me from getting where I want to, but they're going to be helpful reminders. They're going to, hey, you remember what that conversation that we had? Yeah, you were really psyched about that. That was the real thing. It wasn't, you know, somebody else looks good in that dress. I want to look good in that dress, but your body type's totally different, and so therefore it's unrealistic. So there's no reason to be disappointed if your goal is something unrealistic. And so part of what we do is we sit down and we have a strategy session and we say, hey, look, what do I really want? Why do I really want it? And the way that you'll know it's real is it will help you overcome the thing that you're up against. And then you'll realize the power of really coming to an understanding of what motivates you, what drives you. And exercise is a great way. Weight loss, diet plans, whatever, however you want to phrase it, that's entirely up to you. You know I don't do diets. You know I don't do supplements to make the body do things that it'll do naturally. I don't do them. You don't need to count the calories. What you need to do is eat food that's healthy and then eat when you're hungry and stop when you're full. It's amazing what happens just doing that. And then, you know, if things aren't going just right, do a little bit more research or have a conversation with somebody who knows a little bit more and use their experience, use their knowledge, use their talent, use their skill, use their time to multiply the benefits in your life. You know, one of the things I plan on doing is hiring someone to help me get organized. And I got to find the right person for the right price and all of that sort of thing. But it's something that I know needs to happen, but I'm not real good at it. And so rather than spend 2 years trying to figure out exactly what I need, I can sit down with somebody who's done this with lots of different people, and they can say, well, why do you really want to get organized? And that may require some thought. You know, why do you want to lose weight? That may require some thought. Well, because I want to look good in that dress. Really? That's as deep as it gets? I bet you it's deeper. I bet you it is. I bet you there's more to you than that. You're not shallow. You're not sitting back. I want people to notice me. That some folks do. You know, those are Kardashians. I mean, most of us aren't that way. And so sit back. We find out what do we really want and why do we really want it. I mean, for us, this is, when I do this with people, I don't do it to shove what I want down their throat because they should want it because it works for me. No, it works for me because it's individual. Because I've taken the time to sit down and decide what do I really want and why do I really want it. And so then what happens is when we get tempted, we overcome it. And what begins to happen is we can apply this in other areas of our life. What do I really want to do for a living? Why? Do I really want to do that? Is that a hobby or is that a career? Is that realistic? Is it not? You know, my wife had the ability to be a doctor, but she didn't pursue that. She didn't think she had it. Now she knows that she does. Is it realistic at that point? I mean, we're several years away from being able to go through that. And, you know, we're 42 now. She's 42. I'll be 42 shortly. You know, do we really want to be a doctor at 50 with a couple hundred thousand dollars of debt? Probably not. You know, and so you sit back, you go, okay, you know, there's other things that I want to do. There's other things that I want to be. There's other things that I want to work on. Well, why do I want to be those things? Why do I want to do that? Do I want to work more? Do I want to work less? Do I want more time at work, more time with family? Where am I going to get the greatest benefit for the greatest amount of time? What's really going to fulfill it? Exercise, when you take the time to laser focus what you want and why you want it, you can duplicate that in other areas of your life. And that's the best part. We can duplicate success wherever we found it. We can duplicate. We just take and ask the same questions. Obviously, we're going to get different answers because we're dealing with different sections of our life. But this is how to get rid of the frustration. You find out exactly what you're doing, what you want to be doing and why. And then you apply a large number of resources that you have, time, effort, energy, concentration, all of that, into overcoming that thing or getting the thing that you've been looking for, finishing the degree, whatever the case is, changing the career. And you make it happen. And these things can all come from the stuff that you learn just by exercising, losing weight, diet, all that kind of stuff. Because the reason you were successful there is going to be the same reason that you're successful other places. You know what you want. You know exactly what you want. And now you know why you want it. And now you know how you're going to go get it. You're going to take every step that you take is going to bring you one step closer to that. And you're not going to take one unless it gets you there. And if you do mess up, you'll learn from it, and then you'll move on. And you'll grow. And you'll learn, and it's awesome. And when you get it, it's outstanding. But I'm telling you, you'll get there sooner than you thought, in all likelihood. But that's all the time I got for tonight. But I'll be back in the next night or two. And but for now, Will Smith, take us on out, sir. See you later.
Bring it. What?
flow. Dance floor pro, I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eyes. You got a strata, bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing at the kid. Wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Take a cigar right from Cuba Cuba. I just bite it, just for the look, I don't light it. Still way to ammo, you on the hand, stay on play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Big Willie style's all in it.